online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickman.
An inquest revealed a teenager who was stabbed to death in Gillingham had suffered a fatal wound to his upper arm. 17-year-old Kyle Yule died in hospital after being attacked in East Street earlier this month. A 19-year-old man from the town has been charged with his murder and is due in Crown Court tomorrow. Police are still questioning two other people and five have been released while investigations continue.
KM FM News.
Two people are trapped after a tree fell onto a car in County Waterford in Ireland as Storm Ophelia takes its toll. Forecasters are warning of gusts of up to 100 miles per hour and the chance of flooding in Northern Ireland and the Republic. More than 22,000 homes and businesses are without power. People are being urged to avoid coastal areas. Sean Hogan is chairman of Ireland's National Emergency Coordination Group.
We have the full resources of all government behind us, and that's perhaps one of the strengths, local authorities and ourselves at national level. You have the full strength of government behind the whole public service system.
Meanwhile, 30 years ago today, a major clean-up operation was underway in Kent after 100-mile-per-hour winds that damaged homes and uprooted trees. 18 people died in the Great Storm in England. Bob Ogley lives near Sevenoaks, which lost six of its famous seven oak trees. He wrote a book about what happened.
I was told that every single road in the town had been cut off by fallen trees. Not just a few, but mile stretches. And that applied to most of Kent.
You can see pictures from the time at kentonline.co.uk. Investigations are underway following an armed robbery at a shop in Gillingham. A man with a gun is said to have gone into the store on Gillingham Road on Saturday night. At this stage, police haven't revealed if anything was taken or if anyone was hurt. A woman's due in court later after reportedly stealing a handbag in Maidstone. The 29-year-old is also accused of two burglaries at a restaurant in Hart Street. She's been charged with robbery, burglary, causing a disturbance after being arrested in Luce Road yesterday.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The Foreign Secretary insists it's time to begin serious negotiations on Brexit. Boris Johnson's been talking ahead of Theresa May's visit to Brussels in an attempt to unlock stalled talks. He says negotiations need to move forward.
It's time for us to start some serious conversations about the future and the new relationship, the deep and special partnership that we hope to construct, that I think will work very much in the interests of both sides.
The number of pregnant women giving birth at home in England and Wales has fallen to its lowest level in more than a decade. Official figures show just 2.1% of mothers did so last year, out of nearly 670,000 births. Almost a third of babies arrived at home when records started in the 1960s. Some big bags of sweets and large chocolate bars are to be banned from sale in hospitals. The move by NHS England aims to reduce obesity levels, including among hospital staff, with nearly half being overweight or obese. Tam Fry from the National Obesity Forum says health workers should be role models for patients.
Some patients find it comforting. If they are overweight, they like to see somebody sharing their experience. But actually, it really should be that they're role models and they should be able to say, I keep myself in shape. This is how I do it. You should be doing it too.
Under the new rules, 80% of items sold will have to contain no more than 250 calories. And a family of gorillas born at a wild animal park in Kent are set to move to a new home in the Congo this week. The four Western Lowland gorillas moved from Howlett's and have been living at Port Lynn, but will travel by land, air and sea to Africa. The brothers will live in a 37-acre protective reserve.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and the man who led Gillingham to victory at the weekend has told KMFM he'd like the job full-time. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, they beat Peterborough United 1-0 away from home on Saturday, just their second League One victory of the season. Coach Steve Lovell was put in charge after Peter Taylor left the club last week.
When you get an opportunity to come in, you've got to grab it, haven't you? Because you don't get too many opportunities in football. And, you know, I've had an opportunity to do this. I've loved the last 2 days training with the boys. They've responded magnificently.
The Jules welcome Wigan to Priestfield tomorrow night. In motorsport, Kent Shane Byrne is six-time British Superbike champion. The Isle of Sheppey rider's taken the title after two wins and an eighth-place finish in the final three races of the season at Brands Hatch. He'd started the weekend 21 points off leader Leon Haslam, who crashed out of the final race. And in ice hockey, it was a mixed weekend on the road for Kent's Invicta Dynamos. They beat Milton Keynes Thunder 2-1 after overtime in South Division 1 last night. That followed a 5-2 defeat to Peterborough Phantoms on Saturday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.